Kenyan youth marched again Thursday to demand that President William Ruto vacate office for failing to provide good governance, manage corruption, or improve their lives. Demonstrators scored a rare major success 2 months ago when they forced Ruto to withdraw the Finance Bill 2024, which proposed higher taxes on food and financial transactions. The protests also forced the president to dissolve his cabinet and appoint a new police boss. The success of the Kenyan demonstrators has inspired protests over the past 2 weeks against corruption in Uganda and rallies against the high cost of living in Nigeria. McDonald Lewanika is the head of Accountability Hub, East and Southern Africa, an organization that promotes good governance for Africa. He says young Africans are generally unhappy with their governments and others managing their countries.
One thing that is certain is that African young people are mad. They are angry, they are dissatisfied. And in that dissatisfaction and anger, they are not calling for anything that is not justly deserved by them. They are asking their leaders to do better. They are asking their leaders to change. They are asking their leaders to govern in their interests as the vast majority of the people of Africa.
Afrobarometer, a Pan-African research network, surveyed 39 African countries from 2021 to 2023 and found that overwhelmingly Africans see their governments as failing and those leading them are becoming less trustworthy to run the affairs of the state. Some experts say the age gap between the young population and the elderly presidents of many countries is contributing to the anger in the streets, as leaders sometimes impose economic and political policies that do little for the average person, leaving voters feeling frustrated and hopeless. Lewanika says African youth movements need to push on common agendas that do not create division.
I think that what the young people's movements need to do is to remain pure and committed to the issues, because the issues see no political color.
Kenyan President Ruto, who continues to face protests while presiding over the swearing-in of the new cabinet, admitted Thursday that there was a disconnect between the public and those in the government.
It is true, and I freely admit, that due to suboptimal communication of our development agenda and a feeling of insufficient public engagement, we have lost many opportunities to walk the journey of transforming Kenya with everyone aboard, leaving some citizens unable to connect with the policies, programs, and projects that have been rolled out throughout our country.
Experts warn that more protests may follow if African leaders do not address the needs of the young citizens. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.